Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 3rd. In news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the project to restore native cutthroat trout populations in the Southwest continues. 3,000 Colorado River cutthroat trout were stocked in streams north of Durango last week. The restoration project is being done in the Hermosa Creek drainage. It is a joint project between Parks and Wildlife and the San Juan National Forest Service, with assistance from Trout Unlimited. Restoration work is carried out in three phases. One more phase remains, and it will take two more years to complete. Last week, about 50 volunteers helped to distribute the 5-inch fish in about 3 miles of water in East Hermosa Creek, Relay Creek, and Sig Creek. Here's Colorado Parks and Wildlife Public Information Officer Joe Lewandowski. He spoke with KVNF News about the project.
This is part of a long-term restoration program for Colorado River cutthroat, which is a native trout species. And trout were fished out and basically decimated during kind of the pioneer days, and people didn't really understand that this was a very important separate species. And so there's a drainage up north of Durango, about 25 miles, that is kind of a very labyrinthy stream structure, which is a good place to place cutthroats because different fish will go into different little creeks and drainages, and this really helps to spread out the genetics of those fish. So if we had a fire in one drainage and it, you know, hurt one section of stream, the other section would probably be okay. But the bigger thing is we're bringing back native fish, and this is one of the major projects really in Colorado to do that.
By 2020, if all goes as planned, nearly 25 miles of stream in the Hermosa Creek drainage will be home to the native trout. Hermosa Creek is an excellent spot for anglers to get off the beaten path for catch and release fishing. Anglers are reminded that fishing in this area is by fly and lure only, and that all cutthroat trout in the area must be returned to the water immediately. In other fishing news, the third annual smallmouth bass fishing tournament at the Ridgeway Reservoir was a success for anglers and for Parks and Wildlife. The tournament was held July 9th to the 30th. Anglers had no limit on the number of smallmouth bass they could catch. The purpose of the annual tournament is to protect native fish and water users downstream of the reservoir. Anglers who participated in the tournament were asked by Parks and Wildlife to catch and keep non-native and illegally stocked smallmouth bass. Parks and Wildlife awarded anglers with raffle tickets for each fish that was turned in. The top prize, a 14-foot fishing boat, was won by Rich Tungit of Olathe. Here's Lewandowski talking about the tournament.
The purpose of the tournament is to try to knock back the population of smallmouth bass. They're a predator species. They can damage the fishery that's currently exists in the reservoir. The bigger concern is that they might escape that reservoir and get flushed downstream and take out native fish species in the Gunnison River. Those are fish that don't exist anywhere else in the world. They're a real unique desert species adapted to these kind of rivers, and there's a lot of bass in there. They were introduced illegally about 10 years ago. They reproduced quite quickly, and what we're doing is having anglers help us try to suppress that population and reduce the chances of that those fish can get out of the reservoir and downstream. We had about 126 anglers who participated officially in the event, and they removed about 2,400 smallmouth bass during the 3-week-long tournament, and we gave some prizes away. This is really a great way to show that the public really has a opportunity to help us with wildlife management in Colorado, and whenever we can use the help of anglers and hunters, that's what we do, and we really appreciate their help, and it really was a success for us.
And finally, August 1st was Colorado Day, but you can still celebrate with Parks and Wildlife on Monday, August 7th, when admission to all 41 Colorado state parks will be free.
Every year to celebrate the anniversary of the statehood or Colorado, we have a free day for entry into Colorado state parks. And that day is on August 7th, which is next Monday. You know, in the Paonia area, you've got a great park at Crawford, Paonia State Park, Schweitzer State Park down by Delta, some other parks over in the Grand Junction area, and of course, Ridgeway State Park. So it's kind of a way to celebrate Colorado and give people a chance to come into a park if they've not seen it, and they can come in, take a look around, you know, put a boat in the water or do some fishing or, you know, just take a little walk, maybe go for a swim. So kind of a way to show off Colorado.
Representatives from Colorado College and the University of Colorado Boulder joined athletes from 16 states to train with Olympic medalists at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. Eric Galatis filed this story.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's move to oust transgender people from the military, the U.S. Olympic Committee doubled down on its commitment to diversity this week. The USOC is honoring FLAME, a program that encourages minorities, including LGBTQ athletes, to take leadership roles in Olympic and Paralympic sports. Ashlyn Johnson with the group Human Rights Campaign says when people from different backgrounds and experiences unite under a common goal in the military or in sports, teams can be hard to beat.
How do we continue to expand inclusion in sports? Because from what we've seen, it strengthens our institution. It's not a distraction. It's not a weakness. It solidifies us and makes us stronger.
The 2017 class of FLAME, which stands for Finding Leaders Among Minorities Everywhere, includes 27 students from 16 states. Patricia Chen from Colorado College and Gabriella Scott of CU Boulder made the cut and trained with Olympic medalists and hopefuls this week at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. Johnson says sports organizations have made big contributions promoting LGBTQ-friendly policies on and off the field, including professional teams welcoming openly gay players, the NCAA's release of best practices for equality, and new policies for including transgender athletes in competitions.
After we saw what President Trump's announcement about the military was, it shows that while some institutions are moving backwards when it comes to LGBT inclusion, other major institutions like sports are still moving forward.
She notes there's more work to do. The NCAA still allows members to remove people who identify as LGBTQ from competition. And Johnson adds many young athletes continue to play in states that don't have anti-discrimination laws on the books. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.